Right out of the box, we get set to talk a little baseball. Less than 24 hours to go until the Major League trading deadline. That could impact a lot of things, a lot of teams, and perhaps your fantasy baseball team as well. To talk more about that, we're joined by our friend Al Melchior from The Athletic. Al, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Rich.
A lot of things going on, at least in terms of rumors, but not much actual action. And I wonder, is it going to be, do you think, a busy trade deadline, or is there much out there to shop for?
You know, there's still a lot of pitching out there. We've got Zach Wheeler, Noah Syndergaard, Nat Boyd. They're all still rumored to be going somewhere. But, yeah, I think compared to other years, it does feel like it's going to be a little light. But, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a frenzy at the end because there's not been much the last few days.
Edwin Diaz is a guy that the Red Sox have been rumored to be close to. Now it looks like maybe they're out of the running for him. The numbers say he's having a down season, but some of the peripherals make you think that this is a guy who in a different situation could bounce back to what he was last year.
You know, I think that's entirely possible over the last couple of months. He can certainly be dominating and has been dominating during stretches this year, and you know, I think that the defense that Diaz has had behind him with the Yanks probably hasn't done him a whole lot of favors. But you know, this is also happened with him in the second season, where he's been a bit prone to some hard contact and to home runs, and you know, it's hard to know if that's going to be a part of the package with him. But you know, he is capable of missing bats at such a high rate that you know, he could go the next 2 months and be a top reliever, which is in fantasy exactly what he was drafted to be.
Who's a guy, Al, who could end up improving their stock with a change of venue in the next 24 hours?
The first name that pops up for me is Mike Minor, which I think might seem a little counterintuitive to some, because when you do look at his stats across the board, it seems like maybe he's overperformed a bit. But he's also done that pitching in the AL West, which has really become a tough place to pitch, you know, particularly with the A's, Angels, and Astros. All teams that have very selective hitters, all teams with hitters, a lot of good contact hitters, so selectively a good contact rate, you know, some power bats. And so, yeah, I think pitching in Arlington, pitching against those divisional foes has really been a high degree of difficulty for Mike Minor, and he's come through it really well so far. So I think if he goes to, you know, one destination that's been remarked to go to Atlanta, I think that's a big boost for him. I think there's a number of places he could wind up where the schedule would be a little bit easier.
I hope it's an American League team. I have him in an AL-only league and have enjoyed him a great deal, and I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, and I'll root for you to keep him in the American League. That's always
Also, sometimes when guys go to a different team, that changes the role for someone who was already there. Let's go to Minnesota. What happens there with a guy like Taylor Rogers now that they've picked up Romo?
I think probably nothing. And probably the reason that I would even hesitate from just saying 100% sure there's no change is the way that Rocco Baldelli managed that bullpen earlier in the year, where he really did stick very much to a committee approach and playing the matchups. And with Rogers especially being left-handed, that's maybe a little extra worry for me. But, you know, Romo was very solid with the Marlins, but Rogers over the last full year major league schedule, you know, going back to just after the All-Star break in 2018, he's been arguably the best reliever. I mean, not just closer, you know, independent role. He's been arguably the best reliever in baseball. So I think you need to have somebody there probably with a little better of a track record than Sergio Romo to unseat Taylor Rogers.
We talked about this with you back in preseason, and the way the first 100 games or so have gone, it's proof yet again that it's not wise to either spend a lot of money in an auction or waste an early draft pick on a guy that looks like he's the closer in March.
Yeah, well, you know, I do remember that conversation, and I think I may have maybe reversed my feeling on that a little bit, Rich, because part of that was not only just looking at the success rate of closers, which, you know, when I talked to you, I think I was mentioning that the last, I think it was three previous years, it was about one out of every three finished the year as a closer, if they started the year as a closer, but also looking at the landscape where you had really good relievers pitching as openers, and you had fluid roles and more committees and all that. But this year's actually turned out, at least for the first 4 months, it's really turned out to be sort of a traditional year for closers. We've got a higher rate of closers who are actually piling up saves faster, and not quite as many committee situations as I thought that there might be. So, you know, looking ahead to next year, again, you look at the two closers that seem to be short finish going into this year, Diaz and Blake Treinen, and both have been major disappointments. So maybe that's going to swing me back the other way now.
I had Treinen. I still have Treinen. Rode him for a while, but I also picked up Taylor Rogers late in a draft, so I'm very happy with the way that's gone. We're talking with Al Melchior here on Downtown. Who are a couple of good waiver wire guys that might still be out there, could be valuable pieces down the stretch?
I'm really regretting at this point that I don't already own Brian Anderson of the Marlins, but the good news is that, you know, I think other people have been a little slow to pick up on him as well. So he'll be somebody typically in like a 12-team format that I'll be looking for. I mean, I think in the 14, 15-team, deeper than that type format, he's probably long gone. But Anderson's been on a nice little power surge. It was something that his numbers from last year suggested he might do this year. He's really waited until third or fourth month of the season to really kick that part of his game in. But I like Brian Anderson. I like Mike Yastrzemski. Very cool to own a Yastrzemski on my fantasy team. He's got some nice power numbers in spite of the fact, like Anderson, that he's got a really difficult home park for hitting home runs. So those hitters that are still available in some standard and shallower formats that I think are worth owning.
How about pitchers? Who's out there hiding in the weeds that we might want to look for?
I'll tell you, somebody who just got called up and made a start yesterday, Thomas Tomone, who pitched a nice game against the Royals. And, you know, you can say that the Royals are not one of necessarily the tougher matchups in baseball. But a good start for his first start back up from the minors, and put up some nice numbers in AAA. And I think he should definitely, given the lack of rotation depth that the Blue Jays have, I think Tomone can get some run there. Ashley Lagerhaus, he is certainly interesting. There's a very high upside there at strikeouts. There's potentially low downside. Sort of the Edwin Diaz and starters, maybe, in terms of giving up home runs. But he's somebody certainly that I think is worth making a speculative pick up on and maybe wait another start or two and see if he's really, really for real, because he's been very good the last couple of starts. And also, it's kind of a similar situation where it's in Texas where, you know, Minor goes, possibly you've got Lance Glynn going, and you know, there's going to be an opportunity for some younger or newer additions to that rotation to get a trial. And Pedro Caiano, his last start wasn't great, but not terrible. And actually the bulk relief appearance that he made was pretty impressive just before that. So I'd say those are three pitchers that clearly have some opportunity, maybe limited appeal in terms of wins because of the team they catch for, but they could give us some innings to strike out.
Great information. Every time we talk with Al Melchior, check out his work on Almost Daily, The Athletic, Rotographs as well. Always fun talking with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and good luck in the next 24 hours as we close in on that trade deadline.
Thanks a lot, Richie. I'm going to stay glued to Twitter now.
All right. Thanks, Al. See you soon.
My pleasure.
Al Melchior with us on Downtown.